All right, we'll call our meeting to order. Sherry Veltkamp will open us with prayer, and then we'll have the pledge. Everybody stand.
We just come humbly this morning, Father God, before your throne of grace. And we ask you, Lord, that you will put your leading. We ask that you will put your power. We ask you, Lord, that you will put your presence here in this room. We pray for your guidance and for your blessing in this day. We pray, O Heavenly Father, for the sick. We pray for the elderly and for those people who are fighting for our country. We ask, Heavenly Father, for peace upon this meeting today. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Sherry. Next on our agenda is minutes, but we have none for today ready to go, so we'll move on to accounts payable.
I reviewed them.
Yes, I got through them.
All right. I've got the whole list here, so ready?
Yep.
All right. Motion to approve checks 322035 through 322102 and checks 322103 through 322109 and journal entries.
And journal entries. Okay, I'll second the motion. Just for discussion, included in those are three or four checks to the city of Branson for TIF payments. And I left my list upstairs, but I think it's around $150,000 to $200,000 that's
at least
being moved from our spending abilities to theirs. So anyway, I'm through griping. Thank you. Any comments or questions other than that? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we're ready for a bid opening. It says bid opening. Is that right, Linda?
Right.
Oh, we redid this, didn't we?
Yes. We went out to bid for a super cab, and then we rejected all bids and went back for a super crew.
Okay.
I had three responders this morning. I would like to, with your permission, open these, read the responders, and then go back and make the bid tab.
Okay.
Tomorrow, the sewer board has a meeting, and they've asked me to come and present the bid tab to them as well. And then I'll ask to be put back on the agenda with our recommendation.
All right.
First, I have Jimmy Mitchell Motors. I have Tri-Lakes Ford. And then last I have Friendly Ford of Springfield.
Okay.
One question. How many bid requests did you send out?
Five.
Okay.
The ones that did not respond was Republic Ford out of Republic and Campbell Ford out of Ozark.
Okay.
I had sent to Bolivar the previous time, and they said it was out of their market area, so I did not include them this time.
And just curiosity, is there a state bid? Is there Ford on the state bid?
Usually the trucks, they're geared more towards the sheriff's vehicles versus just a standard truck, but I can verify that. I can check to see if they've got
curious.
On state bids.
Okay.
They do? Okay, thanks, Jimmy.
Would you just verify that?
I certainly will.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Linda. Yeah, I'm glad you thought of that. Sometimes a state bid is pretty good bids. All right, we'll move on to public comment.
Bob Shantz.
You may want to remind him not to campaign.
He got me right. No campaigning, sir. Please.
Well, I'll talk about that another time. Last year we had the gospel music convention, gathering, whatever it is here, and I'm just here to say they're going to be here Wednesday at 9 o'clock at Dino's 24 Karat Cake Place, whatever it is. There'll be some goodies, and I know last year some of you came, and it'd be nice if you came. They're looking for a bigger event this year than they were last year, and twice adopted, little 10 adopted kids will be there to sing a little Christmas song, and they're going to discuss a few things, so just anybody wants to come, just come over to Dino's Wednesday at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we'll discuss this year's gospel event. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Anybody else?
No.
That it? All righty. Under new and old business, we've got inmate security funding. And I see our sheriff headed our direction. RS MO 488.5026.
Yep. Morning.
Morning. Morning.
This statute allows for us to, for the commission to pass a $2 surcharge on court cost. That which is on every ticket, criminal case, everything that goes through our courts up here. These fees can be used for the prisoner expenses and for a biometric verification systems, which is like the live scan and the iris recognition equipment. We got a grant, it's been 3 or 4 years ago for the live scan. And also we have just received word that we have been accepted for a grant for the IRIS scans. And these systems are what they're for. The IRIS scan in particular is an immediate identification system that can be used so that whenever we book somebody in, we'll take the scan of the eye, and then that is put into what we're going through, the CODI records management system. And then whenever they're released, you take another scan, and it will match to verify that is the prisoner being released. And, of course, everybody that puts in this scan, which is all going to be, I think, statewide, because this grant is a statewide grant where we've been chosen to have one of the systems here. So all that information will be put in statewide and in a statewide record system. These expenses can also be used for the annual maintenance of those, where we have a maintenance fee and everything. So this surcharge can be used for that. But it's laid out in the statute that everything that is to be, that it can be used for, and how it's to be handled through the treasurer. And what we're asking is just for you to pass this into the makings of
okay. What we have. Is it a new statute, or is this?
I believe it was passed in 04. Well, it was passed in 03 and then revised again in 04.
Okay.
May I ask just a couple questions?
Yeah, please.
Chuck and I, Presiding Commissioner Pennell and I, attended a seminar at the MAC conference, I'd say a year ago, and they talked about court costs, and we noticed that we weren't getting as much as some of the counties around us. How many counties around us are currently doing this biometric $2
most,
fee?
Most counties are doing it.
Okay.
And are doing it or haven't put it.
And we can use it for the biometric stuff only, or?
It states that it can be used upon the installation of the biometric verification systems. Funds in the inmate security fund may be used for the maintenance of the biometric verification system and to pay for any expenses related to custody and housing and other expenses for prisoners.
So not just biometric, but any correct. Custody expenses.
Correct.
So that would be something that would help us right now. And how much would be the operation and maintenance of a biometric system? What would we be getting into if we did that?
I can't tell you exactly what the annual maintenance of it is at this time.
Okay.
Most generally, they'll probably run around 1,500 is what most of those systems run.
Generally, over the last few years, we've got a certain monies in through other court costs. What would $2 per case in a criminal case mean to the county? Do you know?
I don't have those figures.
It would be okay. It would be significant.
It'd be a significant amount, but I was just curious as to what that amount might be.
I could contact Brenda Neal, and she can tell us how many cases go through, and we'll get an accurate question on that.
I mean, have you had a chance to review the statute at all?
I haven't reviewed it recently. I think I've spoken with Sheriff Russell before. You need this done by when?
This is...
And you need probably some sort of ordinance or...
You know, it doesn't say anything. It just says upon approval of the governing body of a city, county, or a city not within a county, a surcharge of $2 shall be assessed as cost in each court proceeding filed in any court in city, county, city not within a county, adopting such a surcharge.
So if we drafted up an ordinance adopting the surcharge and approved it like next week or something, that would be timely enough for you?
Absolutely.
If they chose to do that?
Right. I mean, I want to do it. I mean, if it doesn't hurt the county's position or anything. I mean, some statutes are written uniquely. How's that say? Is that all right? But I'd like Bob, Commissioner, if it's all right with you, I'd like Bob to at least do the research and have something for us Monday.
Yeah. We had a meeting the other day, and then most counties around us already have these.
Right. Okay. Well, we noticed, like I said, at the MAC conference, why are these counties getting so much more money from court costs than we are? And that's one reason, obviously. Yeah.
I'd like to
do that. So we'll plan on next Monday bringing it up again and
hopefully voting on a resolution if Bob's got the research done and the resolution taken care of.
Do we want to ask Jimmy or Sheriff to speak to Brenda about cost, or can we do that? Or
I can do that.
Would you?
It'd just be nice to know how much it might mean to us.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for bringing it up.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other business before we?
I think we're having issues with our internet broadcast.
Are we?
People can't hear us on the internet. But
okay.
That's right.
Bob, did you have a minute to look at that?
I sure did. I looked at it kind of in between here.
Is there?
I wasn't aware of Clio. I thought it was some sort of award for best commercial, but evidently there's something called the Council of Local Elected Officials under statute.
Is.
And we've appointed people before and agreed to some things before, and this is just an update of that.
Okay.
I don't think I reviewed it the first time, so.
All right.
But it doesn't seem to be anything that's a problem.
I sit on that, and I don't remember this before, so. But of course, things come around a lot. But
there's nothing really horrible in the whereases that you're agreeing to. So,
is it something that needs voting on, or can I just sign it?
I think you probably need to vote. To sign it is an agreement.
Okay.
You are agreeing to this.
Let's I'll put it off till Wednesday or something.
Yeah, just post it as soon as you can on that.
Okay.
This is not a big deal, though.
Very good. Thanks for looking at it.
I'll give it to Bob walks away. Is it possible,
just
so people would know where we're going at 1 o'clock?
We're going to Christian County Courthouse.
We are.
Litigation.
I didn't know if Bob wanted to say anything about it since he's our legal counsel a little bit.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, I'm not chief legal counsel on this one. Our insurance company has Pat Keck is our attorney on this case. In the Harrion Construction case, there's a motion in that case, and we're attending at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Would you like me to get into more specifics?
Only if it's...
All right.
Only if it's appropriate. If not, then you probably shouldn't. So.
All right.
Had the same thought myself.
Yes.
Coming in this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Hearing nothing else, we'll recess just a couple of minutes and then go into our weekly agenda. We've got park board recommendations, legislative priorities, nuisance case, on and on. Thanks for being here.
Sounds good. I noticed another. It was dead. It was like